This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's 9:09. Remember, on Friday, it's Disney all day. Listen to Alice every hour, 9 to 5 and beyond, of course. Just leave the stream on at all times.
All the time.
Call in 97 all day long on Friday. Instantly wins a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. And then you're in the running for the grand prize vacation to the Disneyland Resort. For details and a bonus chance to win, go to RadioAlice.com.
Is that you all excited?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, listen, people love the Disney.
You know? I love the Disney.
Sure. People. You were included in that, my
Thanks.
Friend. You're super people-y.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent before we bounce out, get back to music, and Jane will be in later.
Get in bed with some chicken soup.
That's what. Well, I'm not going to eat. I'm just going to go lay down. Got a splash of cold water to the face this morning, literally. House sitting and forgot how the shower worked.
Oh.
Shawnee.
Shawnee-wani?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's good for you. It's the right thing to do. Someone wrote, Roberto's in San Diego. Yes, Roberto's is travel food.
That's what they would go for when they would come home. They'd be like, we have to eat. Go to Roberto's.
Right. It's a taquiera.
Taqueria.
Whatever. Taqueria. Roberto's. It's super good. Like, if you go to San Diego, you want to have some.
Taqueria. Taqueria.
So am I just an emotionless bleep hole or something? Hi. I have 3 kids. My baby girl is 2. I don't even cry about anything. Is it possible that guys just become criers as we get older and it has nothing to do with the children? Will it ever happen for me? I think I could really use a good cry.
Oh.
Oh, geez. For me.
Yeah, careful what you wish for. Something will happen that will give you a really good cry. Like, don't wish for that. It's good that you don't cry. That's wonderful for you. You won't cry in meetings. You don't cry when you're mad. I mean, it's, you know. Nobody really wants to be, like, breaking down in front of other people. Just,
you were the crying guy, too, by the way, in my life.
No one cries
more than you.
I'm a crier. I cry all the time. I mean, I cry pretty much every day when you come right down to it.
It's always
something in a book or, you know, something my kid says or, you know, some memory I have or some commercial on TV that really moves me. Or I hear Jimmy Kimmel crying at the Kobe Memorial and I start to cry. But the whole, that Justin Bieber thing was totally fake.
Clearly, you haven't checked the markets recently. The Dow is down.
Oh, right now it's down.
After a bit of up, it's back down.
You know what, Sarah? Don't look. All right, I won't.
Vinny, did you know that sharks have existed on Earth longer than trees have? Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm not out there hunting them. If anything, they're going to be the one that gets me, not the other way around.
They're the apex predator.
I mean,
you know. I was just thinking that maybe eating a bunch of peppers would ward them off. That's all I was just suggesting.
I try to just do my thing and not. Because stuff does touch you. You do see wildlife. You see a seal pop its head up, or sea lion, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
and you go, oh, my God, that is what sharks want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And now
it's
swimming around in between us all.
Yay. Super. Get out of here. You stink. And you're attracting the bad characters. You're bringing the wrong element into our neighborhood.
Vonnie, you look like a cute little Ewok today, and you sound fine. Thanks for coming in. That's nice of you to say, but...
I hear the bare edges stuffiness, and they certainly have been coughing, but you do sound... You're keeping it together.
I'm going to go fall apart as soon as I get here. And then then I'll sleep, and hopefully I'll get up and be like, I'm good.
Well, we've got you. If you need tomorrow off, you take it. I certainly don't want your damn coronavirus. Don't bring that
I don't have that. Don't say that. It's just a cold.
All right.
Look, I'm no Bieber fan, but fame at a young age does nothing but F people up. Bieber, Amanda Bynes, Michael Jackson, the list goes on and on. Parents, let your kids grow up normally before handing them over to the ravages of fame.
Yeah.
But that's, now I'm rich, I don't have to go to... There are a lot of people who do that. A lot. Mm-hmm. It happens to athletes a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Some athletes carrying half the family with the contract he got from...
Some of them are carrying all their family and all their friends. And
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you've got a lot of people you're carrying on that, you know, surfwear brand contract or the shoe brand contract if you're a basketballer. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you got to stay out there.
Yeah, keep on going.
I don't.
Right.
It's surprisingly normal.
Actually, what's also normal is these kids try to emancipate themselves from their parents who are, like, stealing their money. Isn't it like Macaulay Culkin?
It was the kid from Different Strokes.
Oh.
Gary Coleman?
Probably, yeah.
Macaulay Culkin did it, too.
He did, too?
No, there have been plenty of it. Even Drew Barrymore, I think, emancipated herself. Like, the kids are just like, hey, this is my money. What are you living high on? You should be living in the old shack we used to live in.
Well, I can see if parents were out there getting them to... tryouts and stuff, but at a certain point, that they're, you know, happening, go get a gig.
Well, no, that's why they become momagers,
right?
You know, Dina Lohan's like, come on, Lindsay, get another show, get something. Mommy needs to eat.
I don't have that in me.
No, I wouldn't want it.
There isn't any way I could do that to anybody in my family. No. Period.
I know. A lot of people I know have done, like they get a portfolio made for their kids and they try to get them like kid modeling and stuff. And I think, you know, that's fine. A kid might learn something valuable from that. But on the off chance that they become a megastar, like, you kind of have them.
Well.
Or not. Or maybe they'll be perfectly normal. Who knows?
Hello. Can I do a shout out and happy anniversary to my wife, Oma, of 30 years? This is from Zayn? Zayn.
All right.
Happy anniversary to you two kids.
Happy anniversary. Are those the Minions?
Yes, they are the Minions.
I haven't seen that. Have you?
I have not, no.
Yeah. Yaysayer are not nobody's guys. LOL, you're old farts. They're a pretty huge indie band.
Okay. We never heard of them.
All right.
Well, they're saying their music's been stolen.
Yes. Do you agree, Texter? That was really the question, not whether or not you'd heard of them.
They streaming on radio.com now. I think the new team is really starting to gel.
Oh. Well, thank you.
That's nice. It's nice to hear.
Team over there.
Yeah.
AP team.
Yeah. One of them's back now.
WTF is wrong with Sarah today? It's not Sarah. It's Vin.
What's
Vin's
wrong
the one.
With me?
Nothing's wrong with you. You carried us today.
Oh, did I?
I showed up shivering.
It was easy. Baby, I'll hold you in my arms and carry you across a field of molten lava.
What?
Is that a song?
No, it's what I'll do for Vinny.
Oh, I see. Well, it's so poor.
Carry you, cuddle you. If you start to go like, ooh, I'll wipe your tears.
Vinny never has a jacket on freezing mornings. Today is beautiful and he's all bundled up. What up, Vin? Yeah, I don't feel good. I call face tattoos the job killer. Mm. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people find themselves homeless, and certainly there is mental illness and addiction. And you also, I don't know if you did, I went to school with kids who were like, I'm not doing any of that. I don't care. I'm going to figure out another way, but I'm not. And they did things that would sabotage themselves.
Self-sabotage.
I never have to go deal with that.
Well, I'll never be working in a bank or really anywhere where respectable people go, so.
It's out there.
Yeah. It is.
I'm not saying it's the overwhelming percent. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's definitely people out there who are like, I'm not. They think they got over. Okay.
Maybe they did.
Well, if they're willing to live that way, then yes, they did.
Doesn't seem like a good way to live, but that's, you know, that's judgy of me, I guess. Super judgy.
My 7-year-old came home from school telling us about Abraham Lincoln and the slaves. He said mostly rich white people had slaves.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I can't find the other. I lost it. There's no thread there.
Well, when a bunch of texts come in at once. I don't know why there's like a character limit on our texts.
But it's weird that it'll spit
Things
it in
up.
Between. Yeah. So that is weird.
And then puts them in random orders too. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. No rhyme or reason to it. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Please don't try to promote Mardi Gras beads. They end up in the ocean and in sea life. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, we joked about it. But we didn't. Nobody brought them in. Nobody's.
And we were never going
to. Expecting that to work.
Didn't you do a story about how they just cleaned out the drain
sewers?
System in New Orleans? And they were just like, oh my God, there's 50,000 tons of these effing beads.
And yet it's what they're known for. So if you think that's going to change, you can forget it. That's their thing.
Even on ski lifts and stuff, I always, you know, you see trees that almost look like they're decorated year round because people hucked beads all over them. And
oh, all right.
You've probably seen that.
Sure. Right? Not as, I mean, I don't get to snowboard very often.
Yeah.
It's been rare.
There's a few places. I think some places must take them down. There's a couple pretty high lifts. I think the one I'm thinking of is at Homewood, the Ellis chair, also known as the Endless chair. It takes forever. There's a couple trees there that just people, that must be the thing. They throw the beads up onto them and the whole trees are covered, but they're really tall. It's really, you're very high up on that.
And it's mega pollution.
Yeah.
But
it's terrible.
People sent in that, yes, it's three short, three long, three short for SOS. We should put that out there in case any of you need to know down the line.
How to do the SOS sign.
Right.
Yep. Although, even if you got it backwards, people would probably try to figure out what you were trying to say. OSO, what could that mean? Oh, well, let's have lunch.
Vinny, don't feel bad. Neither my husband nor I have any tattoos, and our kids love temporary tattoos. I think it's a kid thing to like them. Yeah, a lot of people wrote that in, and that's good to hear. I only know what my kid does, so I'm not really...
Well, she's a big crier, too, so you'd think one little pinprick, and she'd be like, no, I guess I'm not going to do a tattoo, so that'll be good.
No, that's changed. She's had a lot of blood drawn since October.
Still, they just stick it in once. They don't drill it in over and over all in a row and pound that ink in there.
LOL, Vinny, you aren't influencing your daughter with your tattoos. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, parents aren't a big influence on their kids at that age.
Right. It's okay, though.
Yeah. Whatever.
Thanks for your text. Appreciate it.
It's okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, please feel better.
I will. I'm going to go home and lay down.
Take care of yourself.
And get myself together, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow morning. And if I don't, you'll get a message with plenty of time to get Johnny all geared up.
Well, Johnny's ready. He's standing by.
All right.
So it's nice to have a backup.
Sure.
But, you know, so feel like we've got you.
Well, if I'm coughing or sneezing, I don't want you guys to get sick, so I will stay home.
But
if
things only get worse. So do what you got to do. We got you. Obviously, it's best if the A-team is here. It won't be the best week ever if you wind up with some cold that puts you out on your ass for 3 days. And we already said this is going to be the best week ever,
right,
Vinny.
Yeah, let's hope not. All right, everyone. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you on hump day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.